Blog Talk Radio.
November the 4th, 2015, and you have reached us here at Perfection Deliverance Radio. I thank everyone who was on the line. I thank you for calling in and listening. If you are listening, there's several ways that you can listen in to us. You can listen in by calling in from your mobile phone or your stationary phone. You can call us at 347-989-1779. And when I do come to the question and comment portion of the show, you can press 1 on your keypad, and that will alert us that you have a question or a comment. Also, you can go online to www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance. Also, if you have a cell phone, you can download the mobile app, which is you can go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, and you can download its Blog Talk Radio, and you can download that app there, and you can also go to the search bar, put in Perfecting Deliverance Radio, and it'll bring you directly to it so you can listen to it that way. So there's a number of ways to reach us, and I just thank God for everyone that's on here. Today is going to be an awesome show. This show is entitled This Means War, and I was playing that song there by Charles Jenkins. I said we are declaring victory over the enemy, and why should we be bound? We don't have to be bound. So I'm just excited for what God is doing and for his continuing grace and mercy that he is bestowing upon us. Today I just want to tell you a little bit about my day. Today, now I live in here in Tennessee, so I'm not sure where everyone is living that's listening in. But today here it was a mild day. It was sunny a little bit cloudy, but it was warm and it was humid for some reason. And I'm loving it for it being November the 4th. For it to be like that, it's probably supposed to be a little bit cooler, I'm sure. But I enjoyed today's day, enjoyed the weather today. And I spent my day actually inside the house, considering how warm it was. But I was changing out my hair. I'm getting ready to go to the convocation for this for the Holy Convocation down in St. Louis this weekend. So I'm trying to get myself all prepped and ready for that. So I spent my whole day taking my hair down and perming it and relaxing it and doing all these different things, trying to be a nice girly girl there. So that's how I spent my day. And if you all, when you get off this call, when you get off this this broadcast here, listen in to my bishop, which is the Bishop Brandon B. Porter. He is the presiding bishop and also general board member for Tennessee Central Jurisdiction. That is my bishop. I'm so godly proud of him. He will be speaking tonight at the Holy Convocation down in St. Louis, Missouri. And you can listen online. You can go to kojic.churchonline.org. And the show, his service will be, actually it starts about now, about 7. And my bishop will be up approximately 8:30 or so and be speaking. So after this call, if you all are not doing anything, tune in and listen to him. He's a wonderful man of God, and he will be giving the word. So I said, I'm just excited about that. But I'm really excited about my guest that I have on the line today. I refer to her as my big sis. She's Prophetess Marian Jones, and we speak a lot. And she has she wears a number of hats, and I just thank God for her and for what she's doing, what she's been doing. And I'm going to bring her on here shortly. But I said I just wanted to let you all know what we're going to be doing on this evening. We're going to what prompt this show, because I actually was not going to be on air tonight. I was actually supposed to be in St. Louis, so I did this show at the last minute and got it together. But there's a reason why I am online, because we're going to be talking about there's a father and son that are looking to marry each other. So I said that prompted a last minute show, and we're going to discuss that a little bit further. But my guest that I have online, she, again, like I said, her name is Marian Jones, Prophetess Marian Jones. She has Woman of Grace International Ministers and is founded in 2008 by her. She is a member of Living Word Christian Center, where Dr. Bill Winston is her pastor. She has been with his ministry for the last 22 years. Prophetess Jones has been called to build up an army of women to help their discover their gifts and talents and to move and act in them. Also, she has been called to empower, encourage, equip, and inspire. She has a call to change the nation, to change cities, and to travel the globe to take the gospel to the world, proclaiming Jesus Christ is still Lord. And Prophetess Jones, she resides in Chicago, Illinois. She has one husband, and she has two sons. So at this time, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others, but none other than Prophetess Marian Jones. Do I have you on the line, Miss Jones?
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
I thank you so much, evangelist, prophetess, minister, LaToya Haley. I thank God for the woman of God. I thank God for her inviting me to the call on tonight. I just thank God for her. She has a humble heart, a humble spirit. She has a love for God. She's on fire to do the things of God that God has assigned her to do. And I tell you, those on this line is connected to her that may be struggling in some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. I tell you, tonight is your night, says God. Tonight is your night for your breakthrough, says God. Tonight is your night for your deliverance. So because God is going to do some things on this line, whoever may be on the line tonight that may be struggling in some issues, as we go forth and you hear God speaking to your spirit, I'm telling you, tonight God says we are going to war as we declare his word tonight, myself and my sister, and as we war in the spirit, and war against every principality and spirit is working in high places that's trying to keep his people bound with this spirit of homosexuality, this spirit of incest, this perversion spirit. God says tonight is the night for the breakthrough. Tonight is the night for people who've been struggling in those areas to be delivered and free, that the chains are coming off on tonight, people of God. Tonight the chains will be broken, says God. I don't know if you hear me, but I'm going to say it one more time. God says tonight the chains will be broken. Those who are struggling in those areas who need deliverance, God is raising up a people such as Minister LaToya to change the nation, to change the world, to change people with perfecting deliverance ministry, to help shape your life and change you and take you to where God is trying to take you. I tell you, tonight is going to be an awesome time in the Lord because miracles and signs and wonders are going to go forth. So with that being said, I don't know, LaToya, if you want me to continue or you know, you can go ahead and I'll jump back in. But I just thank you for the warm introduction, and I thank you for allowing me to get on the call tonight to speak to the women and the men of God on the line. As
yes.
we discuss this article of the father
oh,
and
yes.
son who wants to marry. I'll let
yes,
my sister
and
start off, and then I'll piggyback off of my sister with the word of God.
Yes, I said, I thank God for the listeners. I thank God for you, Prophetess Jones, for being on the line tonight. And what startled me, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on in this world, but I said we know that the end is definitely near. It is very soon to come when
yes,
you have
Lord.
Your when you have a father and a son who are looking to get married. And this article is in Charisma News, and if you all have some time, if you have access to a computer, you can look at it online. It's actually on my Perfecting Deliverance Ministries page on Facebook. But if you have some time to take a look at it, but it's entitled, you won't believe this, Gay Father Wants to Get Married to His Gay Son. So I was reading
yes,
through
yes.
it, and I was just like, God, I said, what is going on? What are we coming to right here? But I know in the state of Pennsylvania, what has happened is that the father legally adopted this man, and they've been in a relationship some 40 years. And since you're legally, obviously, if you're legally father and son, you cannot be married. And since it's been passed back this summer, and in Pennsylvania, actually it was on last year that it was passed for man to marry man or woman to marry woman. So since that has passed, now they want to get married, and they're fighting with the courts and everything for them to try to annul their adoption. And I was just so outraged when I looked at it, and I said I thought about how when Kim Davis went to jail for those 6 days. And how she just
yes,
she it's the thing is, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And even though she had to go and sit in that jail cell, and she didn't even have any idea as to when she was going to be released, but how she actually came, she went to jail and spent her time, and then when they didn't even have a reason to release her, they just went on and released her because they thought she was going to make a scene and do a lot of different things, but she didn't. But I tell you what, when you have God down on the inside of you and you continue to stand on his word and continue to be upright, he will take care of his people, and he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you, even though when it may seem wrong or it may seem bad, he's not going to leave you and he's not going to forsake you. So I just thank God that article just really just shook me up and just startled me, because I know that it is legal for a man and man to be married, or woman and woman to be married, but just for now that we're taking it to another level of sin, which now you're looking at incest. We're not even just looking at
yes.
homosexuality. We're looking
yes.
at incest on top of that. And I mean,
yes.
that's terrible. It doesn't matter that he's not his biological father, that doesn't matter. It's still, you know, by law, that's your father and son.
Yes.
And this is what we're looking at, and it's terrible, and it's an abomination before God how these things just continue to happen. But Marion, Prophetess Jones, what's your thought on that?
Well, as I read that article, you know, can you hear me well?
I can hear you.
Okay, amen. As I read that article and, you know, and looked at that, and even hearing you talk about this situation with the father and son, as God was ministering to me about that article, you know, letting me see that people just nowadays do not have any shame in anything that they do. I mean, God
wow.
said that any forms of homosexuality, lesbian, and what is the incest, Amen.
Yes.
All of those acts are forms of abomination unto God. Any people
yes.
that indulge in those things, as I began to read that article, only thing I could see as I read that article was hell busting wide open. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Because God
Amen.
Says anybody that practices those type of acts, hell, your name is ready for hell. Because God says that's an abomination unto him. Yes, God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. So when I read that article, I just began to see that people have no shame in what they do today. People are out all outwardly, do not care about what they do. They don't care who sees it, who knows it. The God has said in his word, when I looked at the word of God, it was talking about that men will become lovers of themselves, that men will
oh,
be
yes.
blasphemers. It talked about that in the word of God. Let me get that. I just want to say that, Sister LaToya. It says men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous,
mm-hmm.
boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And that's just how these people are acting. They're lovers of themselves. They want to get together and do some things that they know. And some of these people, as I read this, some of these people, they know right from wrong, but people become lovers of themselves. They get to a place where they don't even hear God. When God begins to talk to people, because everybody who may not be saved, they may say, well, my second mind told me, but it's the Holy Spirit, whether they know it or not. And the Lord began to speak to people, and they brushed that off and continued to live and to do the things that they want to do. But God, when I read the article to your question, he just showed me how the spirit of homosexuality and incest and perversion, it's a place that God said he's prepared for those who are living in those type of sin. You know, he already has a place.
That's right.
Name on there. If a person don't want to get saved and give their life to God, that's where they're going to go. So God gave me, also showed me how, but see, he's already given people, Minister LaToya, a chance to repent. He's given people a chance
right.
because he sent different people our way to minister the gospel to us. He sent laborers across our pathway and people that can impart the word into us to show us our wrongdoing and the things that we're doing. And even God will speak to us in dreams and visions. Oh, he's talking to them people that are living in that lifestyle, but they have turned a deaf ear. Because God said people will turn a deaf ear to God, and they won't even hear God. They'll just ignore the signs. And we're living in a day now where we see that people could care less about what people say. But all this is nothing new, because the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
The same thing going on now happened 2,000 years ago. The same thing. Nothing has changed. The same thing is going on. The same thing went on in Noah's time. The same thing went on when we go further in the conversation and talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. The same thing. So, Minister LaToya, I'll let you continue. Amen.
Amen. Yes, and I said, I was just sitting there and just thinking when I was actually reading, that article, and how we're in 2015, and I know that this has been going on for many of years, and that is why
yes.
Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed back in Genesis in the Bible. But it's just to be able to see this now, I never thought I would see the day where man and would be able to marry a man, or a woman would be able to marry
mm-hmm.
a woman, and how the world is seeing it, that wrong, you're getting punished for doing something that's wrong, right, or right is wrong. And
mm-hmm.
I never thought that we would be in a world and be able to see something like this at this time. And I have a 10-year-old niece, and I'm looking at what is the world going to be like when she gets my age, and I'm 36
yes.
years old. What is it going to be like at that point in time? But I said the Supreme Court passing down all these laws And again, like I said, you're making things that are wrong right and right wrong. But we know, again, that Jesus is soon to come. He's going to come. He's going to crack the sky, and he's going to look for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And he's coming back for a church. And I want to be ready. That's all I can think about is that I want to be ready.
Yes,
and I wanted to read a little piece of this article here. It's stating here, it says, still it's interesting that many Christians, including evangelicals, are coming to the conclusion that it's possible to support legal same-sex marriage and also affirm the church's traditional definition of marriage. Many Christians are attempting to negotiate the new normal on this. And my thought on that, I said, well, you're talking about Christians okaying for same-sex marriage, and I'm not sure if there's any denominations that actually are okay with it. I'm not sure. I know that I'm Pentecostal, and I know that it's not okay. But I will say this: if there are some people that are condoning that, and you're calling yourself a Christian, hell is where you will lift your eyes. And this is why I titled the name of this show, This Means War, because of what we are up against. We are definitely at war right now. And in Revelations, it talks about how there will be, how there's rumors of wars. And I said, that's why you have all this killing going on and all this incest and all this homosexuality and drugs and alcohol, all these different things that are going on at this time. And period in this world. But I said, what we're going to do at this time. Now, remember, those of you that are online, or if you're listening in on the website, you can call in to the station here, 347-989-1779. We're going to pause here for a moment. We're going to have a little break. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back. We're going to take some questions. And then we're going to get into this a little bit deeper, talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, how those cities were destroyed back at the time. So you all, if you want to take a break for a second and get you something to drink, or if you need to step out to the restroom, whatever you need to do, but you go ahead and do that. I'm going to play a song, and we're going to come back. Again, the station number is 347-989-1779. You can press 1 on your phone. When we come back, we can take some questions, or if we want to wait. But whatever's on your mind, just call in and share us your thoughts with us, and give us just a moment. Thank you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power
in the name
of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain, break every chain.
Break. I thank everyone that is on the line. For those of you that are listening online or you know someone that's trying to get on, let them know that it's www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance. Or also you can call in to the station here. The phone number here is 347-989-1779. If you do have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your keypad. And you can do that now if you'd like, and or if not, once we get to closer later on in the show, if you have questions or comments then that you would like to ask myself or to Prophetess Marian Jones, you can do it at that time. But something before we went to the music break, I was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, and those are two cities in the Bible, back in Genesis 18 chapters where it was starting. And all, the whole 19th chapter there in Genesis, but how I was talking about how the city was destroyed. Those cities were destroyed because of the sexual sins and perversion, mm-hmm. and all these different types of incest, all these different sexual sins that were taking place back in that time. So that tells you that even though we're it's 2015. This has been going on even before Christ. Christ wasn't even born back in Genesis. So this has been going on a long time. But I tell you what I love is that how Jesus, when he did come on the scene, how he died for our sins. And even though we were born into sin, we can be born again and we can see Jesus again one day. So I just thank God for that and how everything has come around full circle. But the what I was looking at for the about Sodom and Gomorrah, how Lot's wife, how she, when she turned around and was turned into a pillar of salt, and how being disobedient, and when the angels had told them to leave the city, and I know that they didn't want to leave the city or anything. I understand that completely, because if you're set where you are, no one wants to go away from where they are. But I just thank God how for those of them that actually did listen and they left the city and they were blessed. But that those cities, they were so corrupt and so and in such a bad shape. Marian Jones, what's your thoughts on all of that corruption that was going on in that time period? in those cities of Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, as you just stated a few moments ago, how the two cities that God destroyed because of them practicing in those ungodly and unholy acts, you know, mm-hmm. God just reminded me, and I'm here to remind you, people of God, that, you know, God being the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, you know, God hates the sin that they were practicing in, and so he warned them and told them to get out of the city. But as my sister just stated, Lot's wife, her heart was still there. Her heart was still in that city, because if her heart wasn't still there, she wouldn't have turned around. She was leaving, but her heart was still there. So sometimes we are connected, you know, we can be connected to something and our heart is in it, and we don't want to get out of that comfortable place. People get in these situations where they get themselves connected to people that's ungodly and practicing sexual sin. And when you begin to do that and entertain those spirits, you get connected. And some people get connected, and then they do what? That spirit gets upon them, and it takes root, and they don't want to leave out of that place, because they get in a place where they're comfortable, and they get in a place where they want to act in those ungodly ways by living those ungodly lifestyles. So a lot of people will begin to do things that they shouldn't do and get connected with wrong people, and that's what they did. They were doing all kind of unrighteous living, people sleeping with men, sleeping with women, doing things that they knew that was wrong, and God said this is an abomination. So God was displeased with those acts. But as I was stating, people get caught up and get tangled up with people that's in these different ungodly acts, and when you are with people that's operating in those acts, and you get yourself tangled up and tied up with those people, sometimes it's hard to get out of that place. And the only way they can get out a lot of times is when God has to come in and do a deliverance or do a work. Because it's easy to get in, but it's hard to get out. But God, he loves us where we are. He loves the sinner, but he doesn't want the people of God operating in these ungodly acts. You know, a lot of people that's operating in incest, they're bringing curses upon their family. They're bringing curses on the next generation of children. Mm-hmm. Children are suffering because of these acts that's been done from generation to generation. A lot of children, they don't even know why they're going through. They don't even know why. Some children don't even know why they feel like they were born gay. They feel that they were born a homosexual. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a lie from the enemy. He puts those thoughts in people's minds to let them think that they were born that way. But a lot of times children are suffering unfortunately, from the acts of forefathers, you know, because a lot of people don't repent of those sins. So therefore, they're what? Goes down to the next generation. Somebody got to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to pay for them sins. If those sins have not been repented, somebody got to pay for them. And unfortunately, a lot of the next generation and the next generation and the next generation continue to suffer because the forefathers of our former generation did not renounce that sin. They did not ask God to forgive them. They did not repent before God. They did not humble themselves before God. So therefore, what? The sins carry on to the next generation. That's just like I give an example. People are on public aid, right? Okay, the mama was on public aid, the grandma was on public aid, then the granddaughter and the grandson and so on and so on. Because what? The generational curse.
They cannot
even see bigger than where they are. They figure that's where they're supposed to be. They haven't even developed their mind to think bigger. So generation after generation is still in that same place and have not been delivered, because they have not seen anything bigger than where they are. So those people that operated in those ungodly acts, God allowed the fire of God to hit that city, and he burned up everything in that city that wasn't of God. And he's still the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Anything in the people of God's life that is not right, if a person will just humble themselves before God, he'll burn up all that out your life. You got family people on this line that may have family members that's operating in these ungodly acts. Friends of friends, your loved ones. Those on this line tonight, God spoke in my spirit when we were on a break and said, those on the call that got family and friends and even your enemy, says God, he said that he is going to deliver them. Because we are tonight standing in the gap for these people. We're standing in the gap for these souls, these lost souls that God wants to bring to him. God said, everyone on this line tonight that has a loved one, a family, a friend, or a friend of a friend, or somebody connected to you, as you tonight are on this line, you're standing in a gap for them, those people. So God is going to deliver and set them free because he said he's going to send laborers across their way to minister Jesus Christ to them. He's going to send laborers across to them to speak to them, to give them a heart of conviction that they will have a desire to be saved, that they'll have a desire to turn from their wicked ways, that he said he will heal their land. Not the land, but their land, because they're in a land where they shouldn't be. And God said he's going to do it tonight, that signs, wonders, and miracles are going to take place. You may not believe it, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost said tonight is the night that we are warring as we are declaring the things that we talk about, that God said he is a God that will deliver his people. And so I tell you, God is going to do a work on tonight. Just believe and have faith and trust God. And whoever it is that you know that may be operating in these ungodly acts, write their name down. So as we pray before we end the call tonight, that you have their name and you can just whisper their name as we pray, as we press in and pray for God to send the laborers and send people their way as he is delivering his people and bringing them back to him, his first love, their first love, which is Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's right. Well, I thank you. Thank you, Prophetess Jones, for your words there. I was thinking about with even after Lot was brought out, Lot and his family, his two daughters, that they were brought out, thinking about going back to this article that I was reading about the incest of how these two men were trying to get married, and I'm thinking about how Lot's two daughters actually got him drunk, and they both ended up becoming impregnated by their father. And I understand that Lot's wife had passed on and that they wanted to have children and how she had turned into a pillar of salt. But I can't believe that how they actually got pregnant by their own father. And there's a couple of different places in the Bible that it talks about incest. There's 10 different cases actually in the Bible that it's talking about incest. But I was thinking about how the Lot and his daughters, how they got him drunk, and each one of them actually ended up bearing children by their father. This has happened back in this time period some years ago, so nothing should be a surprise at this point. But it still is a surprise. Even when I saw that article for that man to be marrying his son, and I took it a little further and looked at the article even a little bit more. When you all get some time, make sure that you go to my page at Perfecting Deliverance Ministries on Facebook, and you can take a look at it there, or either you can go to charismanews.com and locate it there. But how the father is 78 years old and the son is 68. So you know that's I don't know what they were doing there anyway, but I guess they were trying to do something. I was reading it saying about tax purposes, whatever it is that they were trying to do, but now that they want to get married and they can't get it annulled. So the devil, I tell you, he's just busy. He just comes in any kind of way to try to do anything, to try to take us out. But we are declaring war over the enemy. We're declaring war. You have to declare war in your home. You have to declare war in your churches, in these schools, on the streets, wherever it is, because God's people, we are everywhere. And there are sinners that are out there that need to be saved. They may not know how to be saved. They may not know how to come to Christ. All they know is that they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I know that when I got to that point in my life that I was tired of my life, that I turned my life over to God, and I surrendered my all to him, and now I stand before you as a saved and sanctified woman and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I just thank God for that, for what he has done in my life. We're going to go to the line. If there's anyone at this time that has a... Go ahead. I'm just...
Victoria. I wanted to say, I just want to go back a little when we were talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, and when you we were discussing about the two daughters, how they had plotted and planned to get their father drunk and sleep with him. And see, when I was studying that today for the call tonight, you know, just look at that real good, people of God. Look how the enemy came in and how he used his own own daughters to take advantage of him, to get him drunk. They plotted and planned to sleep with him because they wanted to bear children with him. Look what the door of incest, how they allowed it to be opened. This is the point I wanted to bring out right there. They opened the door for incest right there when they slept with their father, and it opened up the door for the generational curses to come on the next generation, which was their children and their children's children. They opened the door. That door was open. And until those sins were forgiven and family members that's tied to that generation would repent, generation after generation after generation would have to suffer because of that spirit of incest that took place upon those two young ladies that started it. They started the whole cycle to go down generation unless they come to God and repent, or unless deliverance takes place to deliver those people to break that cycle and to break that chain in that generation, in that family's generation. That's what God is here to do tonight, to break chains, to release strongholds and yokes. Because families are in bondage right now with the spirit of incest, because families have done these acts years ago. And people are wondering, all of a sudden, they're surprised to see, oh, wow, why has my daughter got tendencies of a male? Or why does my son have tendencies of a female? Or why my children that's acting in homosexuality saying, oh, I was born this way, this is how I'm supposed to be. And a lot of times they don't even know, the people that's going through that, they don't even know that they don't even understand spirit that's attached to them. Matter of fact, they're not even in their right mind, because it's not the person, it's the spirit that's behind it. So therefore, the person, you can tell that person all day long what they're doing is wrong. But until God come in and begin to minister to their heart, and thank God that LaToya had a praying mother and a praying father that didn't give up on her. No matter how long it took, they continued to press in, they continued to pray, they continued to fast, they continued to stand on the word of God, that they knew that one day their child will be set free and delivered. That's the same thing that's going to take place for people on this line and people that we know personally that's operating in homosexuality and lesbianism and ungodly relationships of this nature. Unless somebody take a stand and pray and fast and speak a word into people's lives and try to encourage people. You know, we know people that's doing, I know people that's living in these lifestyles, but God doesn't want us to come at them in the wrong way. He wants to love on them and love them for where they are and show love to them. And at the same time, let the Holy Spirit minister to us to be able to minister to them in love, so God can begin to deal with their heart and change them and give them a heart of want to change from their wicked ways and to turn from their sin. So I'm telling you tonight, people of God, that God wants to heal, deliver, and free families, friends, loved ones, even your enemies, says God, that you have on the line, that have family members and people that are operating in these acts. You know, when I see the people on the street operating and kissing and hugging and doing different things, I don't look at them with disgrace. My heart goes out to them, and I just begin to pray for them. I begin to ask God to deliver them. I begin to ask God, is it a word that he may want me to say to them? Because you cannot always go to people, but you have to be led by the Spirit. So if the Lord may have me to say something to them, I may just say to them, you know what? God loves you just where you are. They may not understand why I'm saying that, but I may just sometimes tell people that I see acting in those ungodly acts. You know, God loves you. He loves you just where you are. And they sometimes, I have had people, you can see the shame that come across their face. But I don't let them know, no matter where you are, God still loves you. But he just hates to see him.
Right.
And he has a plan and a purpose for your life, that you were not just created to come in this earth and die and not change it and leave something different when you leave here. So I tell you, God says tonight that as we stand and believe God, that as we war and declare his word tonight, that the miracles will take place. He's a God that he shall not lie. And everything that he said, it shall come to pass. And I thank my sister for the topic tonight. This is a topic that people don't want to talk about in the church. The church doesn't want to talk about this. The church wants to sweep this under the rug. The church got people operating behind the pulpit. Ministers, God, apostles, bishops, pastors, is operating in this lifestyle. And they have a congregation full of the same people. But they're all operating in this ungodly act. So you know what? We as a people, we're not going to condemn them. We're just going to pray for them, that God would come in and show himself strong in their life, and that God would send somebody that would take a stand to speak up for him and be a voice in this generation, that we can deliver and set people free from the bondage of homosexuality. Amen.
Amen. I thank you for your words, Prophetess Jones, for your insight on this topic, and it's something that's taboo in the churches, and I know that people don't want to approach it. They don't know how to deal with it at times. I know I have a lot of people that contact me in my inbox regularly that are just like, well, how do you deal with that? How do you approach that? And I always say by prayer and fasting. You have to obviously speak with the person or persons that it's involving, and then you just attack it head on, because the enemy he's very cunning and he's very swift, so you have to stay on top of it. You have to stay on top of it. But we're going to go to the lines now. If you have a question or if you want to call in, if you're listening online, again, the number here is 347-989-1779. And if you are on your phone, you can press 1 on your phone. That lets me know that you have a question or a comment for either myself or for my guest that's here, Prophetess Jones, here on the line. But if you all have questions at this time, you can go ahead and press 1 on your phone. And while we're doing that, Prophetess Jones, just let us know how we can get in contact with you after the show, if they want to follow up, if they want to know more about your ministry, if you could let us know how to contact you.
Amen. Praise God. Well, those of you who are familiar with Facebook or use social media, you can go to LaToya Haley's page and find me on her page and follow me on Facebook or send me a friend request, or you can follow me on Instagram as well. Again, the name of my ministry is Women of Grace International Ministries. I will be giving some information to Minister Haley later on, you know, in the next week or two, with my website for my ministry, and you all can tap in and stay connected to me through social media, through my website. I will be looking for Facebook requests and followers, you know, so we can help build the kingdom of God together. Right now, it's time to build the kingdom of God. It's time to impact people's lives. It's time to change lives. It's time to put a hurting on Satan's kingdom, because he has stole so much from people from God's people, and God wants to restore. This is a season of restoration. So you can inbox me for prayer. I'll be glad to pray with you. I have a call every Friday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It starts every Friday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have a prayer call with myself and two other intercessors that we pray the will of God. We pray and intercede on the behalf of many people. We take prayer requests, not too big, not too small, because we have a heart for the people of God. So call in on Friday night and be my guest. Invite some more people to the call. If you have any friends or family members or church members or whoever that you know that like to pray and have a prayer request, somebody that you know that may need a miracle from God, someone that's sick and ill or having financial difficulties or whatever it may be, have them to call on the line. I tell you, miracles are taking place on the line. So please join the call on Friday night. I'll give you the phone number. A pen, you can jot it down, but at the same time, I'll put it either on Minister Haley's page or she'll put it on there for you guys. And I'll give you that number. The number for the prayer call every Friday night from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock is 1-605-562-0020. 1-605-562-0020. Then you can enter the meeting ID number, which is 257-714-494-pound. Meeting ID number once again is 257-714-494-pound. God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you. I thank God for the Prophetess Jones being on tonight. We're going to take a question or a comment. I have a guest that has a question. The last four of your phone number is 3102. You can go ahead. You're on live.
Yes, good evening. This is Missionary Toy Haley. I am LaToya Haley's mother, and I have certainly enjoyed Prophetess Jones on tonight. And I just want to say that the Lord had dropped a scripture in my spirit from Isaiah 58:1. It says, to cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. And the thing is, the sinners are bold and are not ashamed of the things they do. So as saints of God, we must stand up and be bold and tell people their sins, because otherwise God will hold us responsible and their blood will be required at our hands. So I thank God that he has made me a sanctified, bold witness for him. And I thank God always for our daughter's deliverance, how God has brought her out of the homosexual lifestyle. We know that there is nothing too hard for God. And
amen.
I thank you for this.
Glory to God.
God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, Missionary Haley. I thank you for calling in. That is my mother, and she's always so supportive, and I thank her for her kind words and for always dropping a scripture in on the line. So I thank my mother for that. I'm going to go here. I'm going to give you all my contact information, just let you know a little bit about what I have going on. My name, again, is LaToya Haley. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, or on Twitter, which I don't tweet a lot, but I am on Twitter. But it's LaToya Haley, LaToya, last name is Haley, HALEY. On Facebook, I am actually at capacity, so you can follow me there. You can inbox me there as well. I do have my ministries page, which is Perfecting Deliverance Ministries, on Facebook as well. You can go on there and like that page and also message me there. So those are the best ways to reach me. You can also go on my website, which is perfectingdeliverance.weebly, that's weebly.com. And there's a contact page on there that you can put your information in, and it goes directly to my email address if you want to do any speaking engagements. I am a mentor and a motivational speaker. I am doing my calendar now, for the 2016 year that's upcoming. So if you're looking to book me for me to come speak at your church, at your colleges, at your schools, it, wherever it is that you are going to be doing having a lot of guests there and want me to minister to them and speak to them about homosexuality, I will be available for that. So that is the best way. You can also reach me by email, which is perfectingdeliverance1@yahoo.com. So those are the best ways to reach me, everyone that has listened in online. We will be back here again on next Wednesday, the 11th, where my guest, Minister Paulette Exile, we're going to be here on next week at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So she has a prior engagement that day, but she will be my guest on next week. So I ask that you all just come back and join me on next week. She has an awesome testimony. She wears many hats. She's an author, and she does a lot of different things. So I know she's going to be headed out to New York on this weekend to speak out there. So you all just keep her in your prayers. You all just keep my ministry in your prayers, Perfecting Deliverance Ministries, and for having this radio show, for everything it is that I'm doing in my life. I just thank God, and I honor him greatly for being a part of it. So you all just keep me in your prayers. We'll see you not the same time. We'll see you at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on next Wednesday. Tell someone, again, that they can call into the station, 347-989-1779, or you can listen to us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance. You all have a great evening. Peace and blessings be with you. When you all get some time, check out that Perfecting Deliverance Ministries page and check out that article and read that. It is an awesome article, but it shook me up a little bit. But you all take a look at it when you all get some time. So thank you, thank you, and thank you again for tuning in. You all have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this
place. Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us.
Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Lift that hand in.